It's time to step into your power and stop letting these people go away with everything they are doing to you, okay? Time to step into your villain era, because villains are not born, they are made. And they are made because no one around them understands them, and they push them into the position to defend themselves. And this is what I want you to do. I don't want you to harm anyone, I don't want you to attack anyone, but I want you to defend yourself. Growing up, my father always said, never hit anyone, never attack anyone. But if someone hits you, you better hit back so hard that they never dare to touch you again. And if they do, it wasn't hard enough. We have this huge misconception that good people are always the people who give in faster, who let things slide, who are so empathetic with the whole world around them. But you know what? Who's empathetic should have empathy for themselves first. I can't have empathy for people around me if they hurt me, traumatize me, and bully me. But there's my inner child begging me to take action, begging me to defend myself, and I'm over here like, oh no, you know what, they have an inner child too. Yes, they have. What else they have? Free will. And how do they use that free will? To hurt others. And you are out there defending their decisions to hurt others just because they have an inner child too and you have so much empathy for them. They grew up in not a perfect way. No, have empathy for yourself first. Defend yourself. People have to be very, very careful when they attack someone who has been through hell. Because you know, if you have been through hell, you are familiar with fire. You have survived that fire and you are fireproof at this point. So if they come to you and want to hurt you with their single flames, they don't know what they mess with. They don't know what they mess with. Like I have been through hell. I woke up every day and I faced the devil every day. I have went through abuse for years, emotional abuse, physical abuse, everything. And do you think that people now who want to hurt me by spreading rumors about me, by attacking me, that they can do anything? No. Because I survived hell. I survived hell. And what they are doing is they want to lit single fires that keep me burning. But you know what? I'm not burning. Because I'm so familiar with fire that at this point I'm like, you want the fight? I will bring you a war. There are certain situations when I say you don't have to react. Like when someone leaves a hate comment, you don't have to react, block that person. This person is not even deserving your attention or your energy. But we have to be realistic here, okay? There are really people out there who want to hurt you, or harm you and your family. And I speak out of an experience. I had people who wanted to see me dead. People who wanted to send people to me to make me go away. And I'm really honest right now. And if that's the case, if you are in a situation where your life is in danger or the life of the people you love, this is when you have to defend yourself with everything you can. Report them to the police, get yourself a lawyer, talk to friends, get people who support you. Do everything you can to defend yourself. But there's one thing you should never do, and that is being silent about this. I was silent about my abuse for years because I was like, I will destroy the reputation. And you know what? Destroy your reputation over something you did to me willingly? What is that? Like, you choose to abuse me and I should keep quiet about this because I can't destroy your reputation. No. No, the tables have turned. And now I'm able to show you what I can do. And you have to use the voice that they have been trying to silence for years and speak up about what they did to you. They do not deserve your silence. They do not deserve that you protect their name while they are dragging yours to dirt. Please understand that you can have compassionate empathy for someone without disrespecting your own emotions. I am a very understanding person. Years ago, I was so much in my ego that the second someone just tried to harm me, I would demolish them. I would destroy them without any remorse. Now I'm not like that. I was like I went into healing and I was like, that's not the right way to react. You know, I don't want to take revenge. I don't want to be that person because these people will get the revenge eventually. But then I saw how many people, even in my inner circle, took me for granted. Because I'm that understanding person. I'm that empathic person. And then I was like, the old Alessia should have a comeback to put exactly those people into their places. If you have boundaries and people test these boundaries, because trust me, they will test them. And they see that whenever they try to test your boundaries, you will give up, you will give in. Trust me, they will lose their respect for you. They will do it one time, and if you give in, they will do it a second time. And each time, your boundary is a little less. And then, without you realizing it, you have no boundaries anymore. Because you took a step back each time they try to cross that boundary, that now you're in a position where there is no boundary anymore. You have given up everything. You didn't want to make anyone mad or sad. You weren't that people pleaser energy. But by not wanting to hurt anyone else, and by people pleasing everyone around you but yourself, you know what happens then? This is the time when you're disrespecting yourself. Because it's far more important for you how everyone around you is feeling than for you to go into yourself and ask yourself, how am I feeling with this? Am I feeling well if they do that? Do I feel respected if they treat me like that? Do I feel seen? Do I feel hurt? Because you are out there always wanting to make everyone else feel seen and heard and, you know, wanting to be the good guy for everyone. But you can't be the good guy for everyone, because at some point you have to be the good guy for yourself. You have to stand up for yourself. And as much empathy and understanding you have for others, you have to have the same amount of empathy and understanding for yourself, and for yourself first. Don't search excuses. Don't dig into their childhood. Oh, they had a traumatic childhood. I had a traumatic childhood as well. Do I use that as an excuse to traumatize other people? No. You can explain their behavior. Explain it. But that's not an excuse. Do you know what an actual excuse is? If they are coming to you and say it right into your face, I am sorry. I am sorry what I did to you. I am sorry for the way I let you feel. I am sorry that I kept on disrespecting you. This is an excuse. Everything else, what you make up in your head, the excuse you search for yourself in your head, is not an excuse. You are forgiving people who don't even ask for forgiveness. I had friends and they always reach out to me in their darkest hours. Like in their darkest hours with their baddest mood, they came to me and we kept on talking for hours because I was the therapist friend. And if you are the therapist friend too, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, you are always there for everyone and anyone. They can come to you, you give out the best advice. But the second you need help, they are vanished. They are not there. And you know what? The happy times, the fun times, when they are in a good mood, this is when they don't sit at your table. They just sit at your table when they need something, when you can give them advice, when you can play their therapist. And I want you to respect yourself at this point. You are not responsible for healing everyone in your life, and you are not responsible for being there for those people who only want to be with you when they are in their lowest, moodiest, darkest phase of their life. Because what do you mean? Like, I'm good enough to share your trauma with me, but the second you're in a happy mood, I'm not good enough anymore to celebrate your happy mood with me. I'm not a therapist friend anymore. Like, I am so paranoid these days when someone wants to befriend me, because I always think, like, they just want me as their therapist. Because I'm so used to these people because of my past that I have built this barriers around me. And basically, when someone wants to become friends with me now, good luck, Charlie. Good luck, Charlie. It takes years now to get my trust. Years. And I have this thing, like when I get to know a new person, I give them a special amount of time. And in that amount of time, they can prove themselves to me. Like, I don't go to that person and say, yeah, you can prove yourself to me. I give you like 6 months. No. But I just observe them. I have fun with them. I talk with them. But I don't allow this connection to go any deeper before I really feel that I can trust this person. Trust me, this saves you from so many disappointments. Because how often is it the case that you meet someone, you become friends with them, you overshare your whole life with them, and then they show you their real faces and you separate your ways and you're like, oh my God, they have so much information about me that they could use against me, and maybe even well, depends on their real character. Wow, what have I done? And I want you to be safe, okay? Share these things with people you deeply trust. Don't just share your traumatic experiences with the whole world. I did that. I did that in order to help other people, because I'm really transparent about what happened to me, because I don't want to make others feel like they are alone with this, you know? But if this is not the case, if you are not someone who's sharing their things online to a public audience, keep it for yourself. Keep it for yourself until you know that they would never use that against you. Because I had these kind of friends. Like, we had a fight and suddenly they were like, this is because you have borderline. Like, this is just a symptom. You don't see things clearly right now. They try to gaslight me with my own personality disorder. Yeah. And then I called them out about this and they were like, this is not what I do. You know, this is the way fake people act when they know too much stuff about you. I just want you to stop letting anything slide. Oh yeah, they didn't mean it that way. Okay, no. At the first red flag, this is when you leave. You don't have to wait until there's an explosion if you already sense that is it on its way to you. The word ego is so negatively connotated that these days people are really afraid to admit that they have an ego, you know? But you need to understand that your ego is an equal part of your being as your soul. If your soul comes to reincarnate into your body, your ego is needed to survive. And you know, a friend did a tarot reading for me and I had to pick the cards, like the cards for my past, for my consciousness, for my future, for my subconscious and for my higher self. And in my consciousness, there was the High Priestess and the Strength. And in my subconscious, there was the Devil. In my higher self, there was the Sun. And she was like, you suppressed your ego so much because you thought people would see you as a bad person if you defend yourself or if you show your ego. Like, you took ego death too seriously, because sometimes we need to operate out of our ego, especially when someone is trying to attack us. You can't be that enlightened and always calm and understanding person if there's someone who's really trying to destroy you. And she was like, you know, you have to implement this ego of yourself that you tried to suppress for so long back into your soul, into your conscious mind. You have to integrate it in order to reach your higher self, the Sun. Because my higher self, she told me, my higher self is basically an innocent child. I just want love and light for everyone. I don't want anyone to feel harm. But I can't reach the Sun if I suppress my dark side so much. Like, the people who spread a lot of light, they are familiar with their darkness. They know exactly that they have a shadow. And the less you try to suppress that shadow or act as if it doesn't really exist, the more the shadow is going to control you from your subconscious mind without you even realizing it. The more you suppress something, the harder it will hit back. It's like there's this ice, and underneath this ice, there's this thing that's like begging you the whole time to get accepted, to be seen. And you're like, no, 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 I don't like this negative thing about me. Oh, no, no, this is my ego. This is my dark side. I'm just love and light. And you disrespect your dark side so much that it's controlling you. At one point, it will like break through. And this is the point where it's too late, because this is when usually people like explode and harm people around them, or, you know, because they have waited so long to integrate this shadow part about themselves into their conscious mind that now it has taken the full control. I created a shadow work journal for you guys. I linked it down in the bio, and this is where you can do shadow work. Shadow work is basically you meeting yourself without any judgment and without any filter. It's getting to know yourself on such a deep level that you are really in tune with your authentic self. Let's say it's like a monster and you are so scared of that monster that you keep it in the subconscious mind. But trust me, the moment you take that monster out of its cave and look it into the eyes, this is the moment when that monster loses all of its control over you, because you put that monster on a leash. And this is what you do when you do shadow work. You put your own repressed negative aspects onto a leash, look them into the eyes without any judgment, and integrate them into your personality in a healthy way. Stand up for yourself. Speak up for yourself. Take your power back. Some people want to keep you silent because they know exactly the second that you open your mouth is the second that their house of lies is going to crumble to the ground, because you are speaking the truth. This is how powerful you are. This is how powerful you are, that once you are speaking up, people are afraid. You don't deserve to live in isolation with what you have been through. You deserve compassion, empathy, people who uplift you. You have the right to take up space and share your story. Even if it's just with a friend, share your story, share what is happening to you, share what they did to you, get it off your chest. You don't have to be silent about anything. This is what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that you are alone with this and no one is ever going to listen to you, because they know exactly that once someone is going to listen to you, they are in danger. Become your authentic self. Your authentic self. And stop thinking, I am cringe, I'm embarrassing, I'm this and that. Maybe you think I'm cringe, maybe you think I'm embarrassing, but I'm free. If you think like that, that everything is so cringe and embarrassing and I'm so scared of judgment, this is when you are performing in a cage for people who never wanted to see you fly in the first place. You are in their cage, you are not cringe or anything. You are doing everything as they want you to do, but are you free? Are you happy? Are you your authentic self? No. I am rather cringe to some people whose existence I don't even know about and live happy and in authenticity with myself, than to like limit and restrict my soul so much that I end up being in the cage that they have built for me. They can go into this cage for themselves because they have built it for themselves. They just want to lure other people into this cage to know that they are powerful, but they are not. This is the pen I write my resolution with. Mark my words. This is the pen. All a girl needs is a fluffy pink pen. This is where the revolution starts. So guys, back to business. When I was in school, there was a girl and she kept getting bullied for years. She became my best friend because I was always the person, I always defended the ones who were getting bullied. And this is when the people stopped. Because once you defend those people and they see, okay, this victim is not alone anymore, this is when they lose interest, you know? They just like to crush weak victims who they feel like as if they are alone, because this is the only way they feel powerful about these people. But if there's a group of people or even just two people, they sense, okay, this person is not alone anymore. There's someone defending them. People were always stepping onto her, like insulting her, insulting her family, her religion, everything. And she was quiet about it, always quiet. But then I remember this, like we came back from summer break and suddenly she was like a whole different person. The second someone dared to insult her, she would like kick back with the same amount of disrespect to show the person, I'm not the defenseless victim for you anymore. And suddenly, you know, the people lost interest in bullying her. People who like to make others feel bad about themselves or bully others, they just like it when they sense that they have control over you. That's why they search for like victims who are easy, who are defenseless, and they know like they can't defend themselves. But the second you show them, not with me, the second you defend yourself and set up an example for everyone else who was eventually going to do it too, this is the moment when they are like, okay, not with this person. Because they are going to defend themselves. Even if they just go to the school director every single day, but they are doing something. They are not silent about what's happening to them. They will expose me. Is my social battery is empty. I hope you enjoyed this video, and I hope this is the year when you finally realize how powerful you are, how powerful your voice is, your existence, and that no one on this entire planet has the right to disrespect you, to make you feel bad, or to even think about controlling you in any way. You are in charge. You are. You have the power about yourself. Use it. This is a command, not an advice. I love you and please take care of you.